Good morning. Hello. Good morning, good night, good evening. My name is Coco. Welcome back to the podcast. If you have been following my podcast, you will notice that I haven't been posting like I used to. That's because I have a toddler now that keeps running around and making noise and pressing all the toys and trying to say something. There we go. So I have been very occupied, but and a lot have been going on in the world, you know. I don't know, the last time we spoke, we were talking about the war in Ukraine and stuff like that. So today I'm back. I just want to talk about how we are as people, you know. If you have been following my podcast, you know that I have been I lived in Turkey, but now we moved to Philadelphia, USA, and it's really good time. It's good to be here. It's good to be in the US. It was good to be in Turkey as well. You don't actually notice other countries when you think about life and stuff like that, but our life in Turkey was really, really good. And I'll live in Turkey anytime. So yeah, there's that. But now we live in the US, and the US has its ups and downs, you know. So today I just want to talk about the American people. I know. Have you ever watched those YouTube videos where a guy is kind of like recording themselves? They're walking around the streets in Africa and they are talking about African people as strange people, like, yeah, there's people here, they eat rice too, or something like that. No, I mean, the guy is trying to, like, just portray or, like, trying to paint a picture. Mama. Trying to paint a picture of what's going on in the country they are in. So I'm going to do something very similar to that in this podcast. So we're going to talk about Americans today. The number one thing that I really want to talk about about the Americans as a people, as communities and stuff like that. I apologize if you hear any noise in the background. My child is here just making sure that she annoys me because I'm not even paying attention to her. But anyway. Yes, where were we? The people. So we're going to talk about the people as a community and how they are. So when you are not an American, I guess you see life differently from local people. I guess it happens everywhere you go. Like, for example, when I'm in Botswana, I can just complain about anything. You know, like, I can blame the government for everything possible. Like, for example, I can be like, transport in Botswana, no! The government should do something. Stuff like that. But somebody can come to Botswana and be like, wow, this is perfect. I like how people live here. I like the blue skies of Botswana, that's my wife always say. So today I'm going to talk about the Americans, like I said, and I'm going to talk to them in a positive way, because I feel like Americans are really hard on themselves. Is it themselves or themselves? Themselves. Yeah, like people who are American by birthright or by citizenship, they are really, really hard on themselves. They don't give themselves any credit whatsoever. They don't look at the good that they are doing. They don't look at anything good that is happening around them. No. Once you are here, the news, of course, the people can talk about a show and stuff like that, things that people, like, amazing things that they do with television and stuff like that. But people don't actually give themselves credit. Like, America as a country, it's very beautiful, guys. Once I'm sure you have met some American tourists somewhere and they're like, oh yeah, I've been to Egypt. I've been to all these countries. They're so beautiful. The people, the food. They make it sound like America is just a terrible place to live. And by the way, these are not like enemies of America. These are like Americans. They don't give themselves, sorry about that, excuse me, credit at all. So once you are here, the politics changes, because once you're outside of America, looking in from the outside, you always see all these good things, and sometimes you don't even see the other bad side of the news, like mass shootings and stuff like that. Because mass shootings, they happen as often as they shouldn't, but they do happen. But that does not represent America. There might be few individuals here and there that believes that mass shootings are okay, but that does not mean like the whole American community is rallying behind, or even like 1%. Nobody is rallying behind mass shooting. Are there racist people in America? Yes. Are they people who have different views? Yes. But those, like in most cases, people are really sympathetic. But once you're in America and something like this happens, it's always kind of like people are attacking each other. I think it's because nobody's really listening to one another. I got reminded of this because the World Cup is coming, and America qualified for the World Cup. There are very few people who follow soccer here. You won't... Oh, wow. I just said soccer fluently like that. I just said it. Soccer. Look at me. Am I becoming an American? So, football. There's a World Cup coming up. World Football Cup. Oh, my goodness. I can't even... Every time I say football, it sounds wrong. But yes, I'm going to stick with soccer for now. All right. So, there's a World Cup coming. Of course, if Botswana qualified for the World Cup, everybody will be going nuts. The country will be united. People will be wearing the national soccer team colors. People will be practicing songs. How they're gonna celebrate when the team wins or scores or whatever. But not in America. And I think it happens also like in the UK, because, you know, people really take sport like football, soccer seriously. But Americans don't actually look into... I don't want to generalize because I keep saying Americans, but like I said, I'm going to do like how the YouTube people do. Like, yeah, these are people in Botswana, they just eat all day long. Anyway, never mind. So I'm just going to talk about American as a group, but... all things that I'm saying, they obviously do not mean that every American does whatever I say they do. So, yes, World Cup, going back to the World Cup. Like, if I didn't Google what teams have qualified for World Cup, because I don't care for it, because Botswana didn't make it, I wouldn't have known that America is going to the World Cup. But people are not moved here about this World Cup thing. I know other countries, they are going nuts. I know in Qatar, the host, they are going nuts. I remember in 2010, when the World Cup was in South Africa, very close to home. Even Botswana that didn't qualify for the World Cup, everything was kind of like, World Cup is coming, it's coming, it's coming. People were preparing, people were talking about it every second on the radio, on TV, on Facebook, everywhere. Like, World Cup, World Cup, World Cup, World Cup, World Cup. Not in America. I've watched the news so many times, I have never seen anybody mentioning anything about World Cup. So I'm talking about World Cup because that's how life is like in America. There is no like one common thing that the people can rally behind and support. people don't even support the military here. I mean, they love the veterans and stuff like that, but it's not all the people that are like, oh yeah, the military. Let's rally behind them, the whole country. There's no such thing in America where people are rallying behind one thing. And I think that's because people are just so hard on themselves. Like, it's really difficult to kind of like bring people together. But America is really amazing country, amazing people. And the American people are so loving, most of them. They are just so loving, so giving, so caring, and so interested in other people's businesses, in other people's lives. I have worked in different volunteering organizations in Botswana where the main source of sponsorship or income comes from the USAID, which also comes from the American people. But do you ever hear American people mentioning those type of things, how they are giving to the whole world, how they are helping the whole world, how they are impacting the whole world, how their entertainment is so influential beyond the English language, beyond the black and white culture where... No. Nobody ever mentions all those type of things. No American have ever come up and be like, yo, guys, listen, this is who we are. This is not who we are. I feel like American people are so hard on themselves. They don't give themselves enough credit. And what's wrong, baby? Huh? Are you sleepy? I apologize. So I was talking about the Americans, and I feel like there's a lot going on in America. There's a lot of things one can learn. A lot of jobs. Less and less poverty. There's more of an addiction here and there, but a lot of people in America are doing great, and the country as a whole is also doing great. But people never actually really talk about it. There are few people who talk about it, but they talk about it in a wrong tone. Like, for example, there's certain news station that might like talk about this positive things, but they don't talk about them in like a uniting or united tone. They just talk about it to kind of like press a make a point or something like that, which does not get received well, because American people are also always hard on themselves, and you cannot mention the goodness of what Americans do in a different tone and expect people to receive it. Anyway, I think I'm gonna stop this podcast here because now my daughter is going nuts. Sorry. She's just going crazy. Okay. So, yes, I'm gonna continue talking about this until somebody hears me and connect with me. So, my name is Coco. It's been good. Bye.